counting down the minutes to the first pitch of today's game.
Yes!
Who's in the starting lineup?
Come on, son. You got to get out there and take the mound. It's game time.
What does the skipper have to say?
It's an attitude. You know, like, you got to be willing to defend. You got to be willing to base run, or you can't play here.
It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook with Tommy Wirtz on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Happy Sunday. Welcome into the Leadoff Show, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Tommy Wirtz, your host here, as the Milwaukee Brewers set to take on the Philadelphia Phillies for Game 3 of the series. It'll be the return of Jose Quintana for the Brewers, going up against Ranger Suarez of Philadelphia. Happy June 1st as well. First pitch about an hour away from Citizens Bank Park. Game number 60 on the season, and the Milwaukee Brewers are rolling, ladies and gentlemen. Before we get into the game yesterday, let's talk about the lineups today.
Looking up, and it is gone.
It's almost time for the first pitch. Let's see who's in today's starting lineups. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
We always start with the opposing team as opposed to Milwaukee's team, but spoiler alert, when you put up 17 runs the day before, might as well rock with the same lineup. First, Philadelphia, though. Trey Turner leads things off. He'll play shortstop today. Kyle Schwarber is the DH. He bats second. Alec Bohm will play first base and bat third. Nick Castellanos in right field bats fourth. JT Realmuto is the catcher today, batting fifth. Edmundo Sosa is the third baseman, batting sixth. Weston Wilson is in left field, batting seventh. Bryson Stott, the second baseman, will bat eighth. Johan Rojas is in center field, batting ninth for Philly. For the Milwaukee Brewers, Jackson Churio leads things off. He'll play center field. William Contreras, the catcher, will bat second. Christian Yelich, the DH, bats third. Rhys Hoskins is batting fourth, playing first base today. Daz Cameron in left field will bat fifth. Sal Frelick in right field bats sixth. Caleb Durbin at third base is in the seventh spot today. Joey Ortiz, the shortstop, will bat eighth. Rounding things out, batting ninth, second baseman today, Bryce Terang. Like I said, the exact same lineup as yesterday. This is probably the smart idea, and I don't want to talk any more about it without officially getting into it. Let's get to this rewind about maybe one of the most exciting and most fun Brewers games all year last night.
Did you miss the last game? Did you miss what was said after the last game? It's time to rewind. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chad Patrick on the bump for Milwaukee, going up against Jesus Luzardo of Philadelphia, and the Brewers strike first and early in this game. Jackson Churio, a single to lead things off, a great at-bat from William Contreras to draw a walk. That means Christian Yelich gets the opportunity to stay hot and drive in Milwaukee's first run of the ball game.
There's a flare into left center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Churio's going to come around and score. Three batters in, and the Brewers have a 1-0 lead.
Always benefits Milwaukee if they score first in a ball game, and they continue to score. Rhys Hoskins, the power stroke continues, and against his former team this time.
Fly ball left center, well struck. It is back and it is gone. A three-run bomb for Rhys Hoskins. A four spot in the first inning for the Brewers.
Goodness gracious, what a start for the crew.
When Rock gets that excited, you know it's a big deal. First four batters of the game come around to score on Jesus Luzardo. This is a guy who had a sub-3 ERA coming into the game, was undefeated coming into this game. Brewers get absolutely after him at the plate on Saturday. And then we jump ahead now. Chad Patrick, meanwhile, is just shoving throughout this entire game. Has a fantastic outing. Goes six innings, two earned runs, six strikeouts, for Chad Patrick in this one, but he gets no love because of the Brewers' offense in this game. Jumping to the fourth inning, it is still 4-0 Brewers after Sal Frelick leads things off with a double. Caleb Durbin would get a bunt single and a throwing error causes Sal Frelick to come across to score. Lizardo would then walk the bases loaded with Joey Ortiz and Bryce Terang. That means Jackson Churio gets to get in on the fun after the Brewers are up 5-0.
Ground ball towards the middle. It sneaks off the glove of Stanton into center. Two runs score. Terang ends up at third. It's 7-0 Milwaukee.
Brewers would not be stopped. Next batter is William Contreras to add on to the lead.
Line drive and a base hit to left again. Churio going from first to third. It's 8-0 Brewers. A snowman in Philadelphia.
Yeah, good piece of hitting once again. I mean, I tell you, the Brewers are putting together some really good at-bats. And fastball in on Contreras, and he pulls the hands in, and they've aligned it into left.
Brewers, a snowman. I like that one. Jeff Levering on the call. All highlights courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network, of course. Then Reese Hoskins in the fourth inning would already hit his second three-run homer of the game.
Fly ball to left. This one's got a shot and gone again for Hoskins. Second three-run homer of the afternoon.
My goodness. That was on an 0-2 pitch. Lizardo laid one right in there, and Reese Hoskins with his second home run.
Yeah, let's just keep it going. Sal Frelick, next man up.
Frelick into right. That's a base hit. Cameron sent around third. He's going to try and score. The throw is going to be cut off. Another hit and another run for the Brewers.
I forgot to mention that Daz Cameron had a double right before that. Shout out to Daz Cameron. It's 12-0 through four innings in this one. The Phillies, they strike back in the fourth. Alec Boehm hit a solo homer. Now it's 12-1. Chad Patrick continuing to dominate during this one. Then the sixth inning, that's the other inning where the Brewers would put up some more runs. We had Reese Hoskins lead it off. He grounded out, but then Daz Cameron gets a single. Sal Frelick is out. There's two outs, one man on. Caleb Durbin would get another hit, gets Daz Cameron over to third. You know what? We're going to play all the Joey Ortiz highlights you can because they don't come around all that often, but this one they did.
There's base hit back up the middle by Ortiz. That'll get another run home to Baker's dozen for the Brewers. 13-1.
17 hits here in the sixth inning.
17 hits in the sixth inning. They weren't even close to done in this one, people. Bryce Terang next.
And now Terang with hit number 18. Durbin will come around and score as Bryce Terang adds another one. It's a new season high in hits for the Brewers with 18 of them. It's now 14-1.
The Brewers would continue to add on to their season high of hits in this one. They would already top it with the next batter, Jackson Churio, and it was a big fly.
Jackson Churio, deep drive to left field. It is up and it is gone. Churio, another three-run homer for the Brewers. A four-hit day for Churio on the top spot of the lineup, 17-1.
17-1, that's pretty good right now. The final score in this one would be 17-7. However, all of those really coming in the ninth inning. We saw Chad Patrick go six innings in this one. After he was done, then it was Rob Zastrzyzny for an inning. It was Grant Anderson for an inning. Both of them looked sharp. No hits, no walks in that one. Zastrzyzny, two more strikeouts to add to it, and they get it done on just 21 pitches. Then Tyler Alexander, pretty much thrown to the wolves, gives up five earned runs in the ninth inning. The Brewers would win 17-7. Chad Patrick, the win. He's now 3-4 on the year. Jesus Lizardo, the loss. And it brings us to our news with Jose Quintana being reinstated from the 15-day IL. Tyler Alexander is DFA'd, designated for assignment. We'll see if he clears through that. Yoel Piamps did clear waivers, so he is back with AAA Nashville. Same thing could happen for Alexander. We don't know yet. We'll have to see in about a week or so. Enough talking about that. Who was the MVP of this game?
Who was the MVP of the last game for the crew? Who stood out the most? Let's find out. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM. The Fan.
I have no idea how I'm supposed to pick. No idea how I'm supposed to pick. The Brewers have a season high tied of 17 runs, a season high of 23 hits in this game. Every single person in the starting lineup came across to score. Everyone other than, no, I think everyone got a hit. Everyone got a hit in the starting lineup yesterday. Yeah, the entire team on fire. 23 hits will do that. Two homers for Rhys Hoskins, six RBIs. I think that's worth noting that he should probably be in consideration for the MVP of this game. But Jackson Churio, another monster day. He goes for four hits, five RBIs, three runs scored in the game. Rhys Hoskins, though, got to be the MVP of the game. He spoke to the media afterwards as well. Let's hear from the former Philly, Hoskins.
They didn't by the end of the game. So, no, I was talking with somebody on their side, one of the radio guys, and just saying the same thing. And it's like, well, if you end up getting booed in an away stadium, you did your job. So, take it.
How do you describe the day for you to do that back here and in a win? You got them last year, you hit a homer, but didn't come away with the win. Just how special was this day?
Yeah, I mean, it was big for us as a team. We had a plan against Lizardo, who's been super good for them, to come out aggressive and to punch early in a game like that on the road. It's huge, especially, like I said, with a young guy on the mound. Just give him the confidence to go right after those guys, and that's what he did. So, yeah, it's nice to contribute in a win for sure.
You've been booed here before, and you've been cheered here before, obviously. Was today the first time you've been booed after a home run? Last year they were cheering you on pretty good. Did you think about that?
I didn't, but, yeah, I guess it was. Like I said, it's a good thing if you're getting booed on the road.
Over the last six games, Reese, just what are you seeing from this team in terms of getting back to how you guys want to play on a consistent basis?
Yeah, we've had a lot of guys on, especially as an offense and with our speed. That puts a ton of pressure on the pitchers to make quality pitches, but also pay attention to what's going on the bases, which as a hitter is a good combo. So we've pitched the ball all year. The starters have given us a chance most every time out, especially as of late. But, you know, for us to be able to give the bullpen a little bit of a rest after what they've done for us this past month is huge.
Absolutely massive indeed. There is Rhys Hoskins speaking with the media after the game. Kurt Hoag, that audio courtesy of. How about the manager? What did Pat Murphy have to say? I'm sure it's all smiles in a game where your team puts up 17 runs and 23 hits. Here is Pat Murphy after the big win yesterday.
I mean, he's got great stuff. He's, you know, he's a guy that we would love to have. You know, anybody in baseball would love to have him. He's one of the great ones in the game. His stuff is tremendous, and I think we did have a good plan against them, and you know, we executed, and we're playing a lot more with a lot more freedom, and that freedom creates some special things. So we put it all together.
It feels obvious, but in back-to-back games here, you've been able to take early leads. How much of an impact does that have?
It's super important. But it's tough sometimes to pitch like that when you got 11-0 lead or 11-1 lead. It's tougher than you think to pitch. You know, to keep your focus the way it can, especially against a club that's so talented. Like I mentioned yesterday, it's the best record in National League, I think, and it's a great lineup. We've seen those names for 5 or 6 years of some greats in there.
He's got the one here last year in a game you guys lost. So to win it and for him to
hit two homers
twice, how special do you think that is for him to do it here and get the booze?
I thought that was cool. You know, the bigger thing for me is he responded from yesterday, you know, against a guy that's a legit dude, you know, and that's critical, you know, to have these games against guys that, and against teams that are really, really talented.
This is continues to be the version of Reese that the fans here used to sing.
Yeah.
What continues to impress you about the way he's putting together this offensive year?
Yeah, I mean, most people hits 27 home runs and they don't think it's a down year, but he did. and he took it personally, went and got in even better shape, and he's worked at his hitting. He's worked at it. He's open to change. He tries to change. He tries new things. I mean, for a kid, how old is he?
31.
31-year-old to keep working on changing and being willing to do whatever is, and he's a leader in the clubhouse. He takes care of people. It's just who he is. That's how he handles his life. So I couldn't be happier for him.
Crowd gave him another nice ovation when he first stepped up to the plate. Think they're going to stop doing that soon?
Yeah, they might. But Phillies fans are they're great. You know what I mean? And they're awesome. Anybody would love playing in front of these fans. You know what I mean? Because they're so passionate. You know?
There is the manager, Pat Murphy, after the game. That audio courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network. We're going to take a quick break here. I had asked Mr. Fan, Mr. Spark, Mr. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer to come onto the show here. We're going to get to him on the other side of this break. It is the leadoff show live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook.
That baby is a
What was the big hit of the last game for the crew? Who hit it? It's time for the drive of the game. It's the leadoff show, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM. The Fan.
Fly ball left center, well struck. It is back and it is gone. A three-run bomb for Rhys Hoskins. A fourth spot in the first inning for the Brewers.
Goodness gracious, what a start for the crew.
Seems only fitting the first three-run homer is the drive of the game today. Welcome back to the leadoff show. Tommy Wirtz, your host here, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Before we get over to Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, let me run down Milwaukee's lineup again for you guys here today. Jackson Churio leads things off in center field. William Contreras bats second. He is the catcher today. Christian Yelich, the DH, will bat third. Rhys Hoskins at first base is in the cleanup spot. Daz Cameron bats fifth, plays left field. Sal Frelick bats sixth, plays right field. Caleb Durbin at third base bats seventh. Joey Ortiz, the shortstop, will bat eighth. Bryce Turang, rounding things out, will bat ninth for the crew. Joining the show now, he is Mr. Fan, fan extraordinaire, Brewer fan at that too, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. You can hear him on Wisconsin Sports Daily, weekdays from 2 to 5. How are we doing today on a Sunday, Spark?
Changed up my routine. Normally I cut the grass and listen to your show, but you decided you wanted to have me on, so now I'm going to wait to cut the grass until the game gets going.
Well, I just wanted to have some fun in case something went wrong today, because yesterday when we talked to Drew in the pregame show, he had said that the day before, that was the most impressive Brewer game of the year. I think that yesterday took the crown for the most impressive Brewer game of the year. Am I wrong?
Yeah, no, I would say so. You know, this offense is obviously clicking now, and what's happened to make it click? Churio and Yelich both get going at the same time. And then you match that, obviously, with Contreras starting to heat up again. Hoskins, who had been maybe in a little bit of a funk here in the last week or so, he gets going in Philly, where he was forever and where they love him to death, with a couple of three-run jacks yesterday. It's just really nice. You know, Friday we talked about on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, about, you know, what would make you happy come Monday that the crew would have to do this weekend. I said, one win. You get one, you're at 500, I'm good. Like, that's more than good. I'm like, if they win two come Monday, then it's, all right, the worst part of the season's behind us. Let's go. We're back. We're for real now. And you've got Savali in the rotation, Quintana pitching today, Woodruff on his way back in the next week or so. And this team's ready to make their move again in the Central.
I had a feeling you were going to bring up how awesome this offense is, and I had a couple of numbers I wanted to throw your way so you can get even more excited. So during this six-game stretch where the Brewers are 6-0 over the last six games, Churio, like you brought up, is batting .296, the OPS at .974 with two homers in that time right now. Sal Frelick, .480 with 12 hits over the last six games, 1,000 OPS. And another one here, you know, we know Christian Yelich is hot. He's had a crazy 8 games. But here's a name that doesn't necessarily jump off the page, but you can tell he's been on a heater right now. Caleb Durbin, 6 hits over that time, an 801 OPS, his 4 doubles in the last 6 games, and 5 RBIs. I mean, the whole offense is hot right now, Spark. Which one is the most exciting to you, though? Who is it on the offensive side that turnaround or that production so needed gets you the most excited?
Well, I don't know if anybody really knew what to expect with Caleb Durbin, right? I mean, you look at him, like another small dude like Freeland, great, no power, here we go. Obviously, there's a reason why they were willing to get rid of him, to trade him. And you're just thinking to yourself, okay, what is he going to have to do to justify being in this lineup every day? And then they decide they're going to put him at third instead of second, which irritates the bejesus out of me because now you have no power at third base. But if Caleb Durbin can continue to show the clutch gene, which he has, obviously, and can get his average, I don't know. I mean, if he hits somewhere around 260 to 270 and can be clutch at the same point, regardless of where he is on the field, I think you feel pretty good about that if that's your 9 hitter. That still leaves a huge glaring hole with Joey Ortiz. But providing you can rectify that situation or replace Ortiz, that lineup is pretty good.
Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Wisconsin Sports Daily, the Fan Milwaukee, here joining the leadoff show. Another hit thing here for you, Spark. Just the Brewers offense as a whole over the last 6 games. Now, I know the numbers get a little inflated because of yesterday, but over these last 6 games, they've now put up 43 runs in the 55 innings they have played. They are batting .290 as a team, an .835 OPS as a team. They have 64 hits, 24 of them extra bases, 16 doubles, 8 homers over that time. Oh, and throw 10 stolen bases on without getting caught once. And they've gone up against one of the best catchers in baseball in this series, and they've made him look like a fool behind the plate, it seems like. Definitely very exciting. Sparky, thank you so much for jumping on today. What are you excited for today to see out of Quintana? What are you expecting out of him for coming back from the injured list?
To get absolutely blistered by the Phillies and give up, like, I don't know, 6 or 7 runs probably. That's what I'm expecting. But back to what you were saying about the offense, I mean, the Brewers are having their Cubs moment from April, right, where they kind of feel like a softball team right now. And no matter who's pitching, they just hit it all over the yard. Now, the difference is the Cubs did it for almost a month. The Brewers have done it for like a week. So can the Brewers do this for 2 weeks? Can the Brewers do this for 3 weeks? And just because they may not score a lot of runs today doesn't mean they may not explode against the Reds in their next series. So that is going to be the big thing. Meanwhile, the Cubs offense, it's come back down to earth. I saw Cubs fans asking yesterday, what happened to our offense? What's wrong with our offense? So I went back and I looked, and it's 0 runs, it's 2 runs, it's 3 runs, it's 2 runs. And that offense, again, isn't doing what it was doing, you know, in the month of April. So if they come back down to earth here and this Brewer offense can keep going, you know, before July, who knows? Maybe this Brewers team is only a game or two out of first place going into July. And instead of talking about being sellers at the deadline like everybody's been doing for the last month, all of a sudden now maybe it's about being buyers at the deadline.
It seems like they are way past the tread water term, you know, of this team right now. They are full on swimming right now. Go for the gold, Michael Phelps. All right, Sparky, go get that grass cut. We'll talk tomorrow. All right.
Yes, sir. Have a good one.
Thank you. There he is, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. You can listen to him weekdays here from 2 to 5 on The Fan. Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Does a fantastic job. Loves talking Brewers. I mean, you want to talk Brewers on one of these shows on The Fan, he does it the most of any of the daily shows, other than the leadoff show, of course, here, which is on every day the Milwaukee Brewers play 1 hour before first pitch. We're in a little bit of a time crunch here, but we'll fit it in. It's time for building a winner.
The key to building a winner in baseball is a strong minor league system. Who are the names we should know? How did they play in their last game? It's time for Building a Winner, powered by Ironworkers Local 8. Apply today at IWL8.org and join the Brotherhood Building Milwaukee Skyline. It's the leadoff show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Yes, every day we take a look around the minor leagues for our Building a Winner segment presented by Ironworkers Local 8. Only 3 teams in action yesterday. I'll give you a sneak peek. Nashville was one of them.
Nashville Sounds.
Yes, the Nashville Sounds lose yesterday to the Indianapolis Indians, the AAA affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates. A lot, not a lot of prospect news, but some of the veterans in the AAA system. Jorge Alfaro, 1-for-4 with a home run. Eddie Rosario, 1-for-4 with a homer as well. Since being signed by the Brewers on May 14th, Rosario is batting .317 with a .537 slug right now. Three doubles, two homers, eight RBIs in that time as well with the Nashville Sounds. Logan Henderson is pitching today for Nashville. At least that's the listed starter, so don't expect him to come up anytime soon again here. He has a date with Nashville as that series wraps up today. First pitch of that game starts 12:35 as well.
Biloxi Shuckers
lose 2-1. Yesterday, Mike Bovey had the team's only RBI in the game. The Shuckers now 29-21 have struggled in this series against Rocket City, that is the AA affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels. They are back in action today. That game set to have first pitch at 2:35. Coleman Crow on the bump for Biloxi.
Wisconsin Timber Rattlers.
The Timber Rattlers, what I tell you, this is the team that's going to start getting hot. They're going to get these Carolina boys up there, and everyone else that wants to compete is going to High A Appleton. They're now 24-26. They pick up the win 4-3 over Peoria, Illinois. We had Blake Burke in this game. He raised his batting average to .311 with a two-hit day for Wisconsin. Burke has 56 hits. That is first in the organization right now, second in the Midwest League for the High A Timber Rattlers. They have a win over on Saturday, and they now have won 8 of their last 11 games. This is the Timber Rattlers now moving within 2 games of .500 for the first time since they were 4-6 back on April 15th. I told you this team is heating up. This is the time now to get to Appleton, see them play some of their best ball, and they're going to get more of these guys because we have to talk a little bit about the next team.
Carolina Mudcats.
Carolina, they got rained out again in going up against Salem, Boston's low A affiliate. We just want to see the Mudcats play, guys. All right, everyone wants to hear what Jesus Mate is doing. Everyone wants to hear what Luis Pena, Braylon Payne, what are they up to down there? But unfortunately, we'll have to wait a little bit. The Complex League Brewers off as well yesterday. All back in action, though. Complex League's off day. We see Carolina is supposed to tip off 12 o'clock. That should be coming up any minute here. It'll be Chandler Welch going for low A Carolina. This Brewers Building a Winner feature brought to you by Ironworkers Local 8, building Milwaukee's future one beam at a time. Right now, Brewers minor leagues are 133-91. That is second best in all of baseball for organizational standing. So fun to talk about that every single day here on The Fan on the Leadoff Show, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. We are going to go to our top of the hour break. On the other side, we're going to be joined by Austin Herdina over at the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Get you some of your best bets for the game today. We were off yesterday. We were off a little bit yesterday. The under, terrible beat on that. We were pretty much crushed on that in the fourth inning. But you know what? Again, happy to be wrong if Milwaukee's putting up a football score 17-7 over Philadelphia yesterday. It is the Leadoff Show, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
At the wall, looking up, see you later!
Let's get the latest on today's odds for the game. What's the best way to go? Let's check in with our expert from the Potawatomi Sportsbook to find out. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back to the Leadoff Show. Happy afternoon now here on a Sunday. Tommy Wirtz, your host here every single Leadoff Show from 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Before we get over to Austin Herdina at Potawatomi, let me run down Milwaukee's lineup again for you guys. Jackson Churio leads things off. He's in center field. William Contreras, the catcher, will bat second. Christian Yelich, the DH, bats third. Rhys Hoskins at first base will bat fourth. Daz Cameron in left field will bat fifth. Sal Frelick in right field will bat sixth. Caleb Durbin, the third base, bats seventh. Joey Ortiz, the shortstop, batting eighth. And, of course, Bryce Turang, rounding things out at second base, will bat ninth today for the crew.
You think you know me.
Now joining the leadoff show from the Pottawatomie Sportsbook on the edge of glory here, Austin Herdinia, as he does each and every day. Now joining the leadoff show, looking for some of the best bets you guys want. Austin, how are we doing today on a Sunday?
You know what? I'm doing pretty good. Even though I lost my bet yesterday, it was still awesome to see the Brewers put up all those runs.
Yeah, the under was a terrible beat we got yesterday. But you know what? You lose it by the fourth inning, you're already done. The game, you just enjoy the game after that. No harm, no foul. Looking at the most popular bets we got today, Austin, Brewers underdogs again, third straight game now, plus 140. The run line 1.5 towards Philadelphia. The over-under set at 8.5, Austin. Which one are we looking at today? Do you want to stay away from that over-under? Are we looking at maybe the money line today? What are we going with, Austin?
You know, a lot of the trends I see tell me that the Phillies are probably going to win this game, but the Brewers have won 6 in a row. Like, they're hot right now. I can't go against that. So give me the Brewers, plus 140.
Plus 140 on the Brewers, and let's stay on the offensive side, okay? I read the lineup for you today. Who do we like just to get a hit? Let's just go with the hit today to get something on the board in the lineup right now. Brewers offense has been on fire. All you got to do is take your pick. Who do you like to get a hit today against the lefty, Ranger Suarez?
Give me Yelich. I love what Yelich has been doing. He's been, I mean, gosh, he was under 200 for a good part of the season. Now he's batting, I think it was the 220s, 230s.
Yeah, over his last 8 games, he's killing it right now. He's got an 8-game hitting streak where he's batting .472. He has 17 hits with 5 homers in the last 8 games right now, .1429 OPS. Go the over on the hits for Yelich is at over 0.5 hits plus the money line of the Brewers. It's plus +210. That's pretty decent money, and all you need is a Brewer to win, and probably Yelich going to get a hit, Austin, if the Brewers are winning.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, where he bats in the lineup, I mean, we need him to produce if we're going to get a win. Being able to get a sweep in Philadelphia, that would be huge. They're obviously one of the best teams in the league. Brewers looking for 7 in a row. I'd love to see it.
Would love to see it indeed. Austin Herdinia over at the Pottawatomie Sportsbook joining the leadoff show. Austin, NBA Finals coming up. You got any lean on where you like versus OKC and Indiana after the Pacers closed it out yesterday? If people want to make a table reservation, how might they do that over at the Pottawatomie Sportsbook so they can watch this awesome NBA Finals coming up?
Yeah, you know, the Thunder are large favorite. I believe I saw they're either the 5th or 6th largest favorite in the NBA Finals ever.
Oh.
The series price, last I looked, it was about minus 800, maybe minus 900 even.
Wow.
Thunder is just, really large favorite. They've won, you know, if you include the playoffs, they've won over 80 games this year. You don't see that very often.
No.
They are just, they're on a roll. Even Indiana, I mean, you got to remember, they've had a miracle run, but they're still a 4 seed. Like, they're not the number 1 seed like the Thunder have been all year. The consistency they've shown, the defense they've shown. I see the Thunder winning the series in 5 games. We'll see. If you want to come in and watch those 5 games, go to Pottawatomie.com, sportsbook, and reservations. Book your table. Come watch the games. Even if you don't want to book a table, if you just want to show up, a lot of times, especially this time of year, we have available seating. So come on in and get your table.
There he is, Austin Herdinia over at the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Going to get you out of here a little early on a Sunday. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, Austin. We'll talk again tomorrow. Have a good one. Go Brewers.
Go Brewers.
There he is, Austin Herdinia over at the Pottawatomie Sportsbook, joining the leadoff show as he does each and every day. His parlay that we like today, we're just going Brewers money line, Yelich a hit today. I think that this could probably be one of the freest bets you want right now. The Brewers are so hot. The offense, incredible. As I read with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer when he joined on, over the last 6 games, they got 43 runs scored and 64 hits. Yes, I know 23 of them coming yesterday. That's a massive number that might skew it a little bit, But just, wow, the Brewers' offense right now, absolutely on fire. It's not just Yelich. Hoskins has actually been kind of cold. He's not been great over the last this six-game stretch, but he hit two bombs yesterday. It turns around the entire projection and the trajectory of where you think he's going now on the year. He's been on fire. He's obviously been one of the hottest, most consistent bats all season. Over his last 41 games, he's still batting over 300 right now. So the Brewers offense on an absolute tear, maybe the most impressive win we saw all of the season yesterday. I had a poll out here on the Fan Milwaukee's Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter at the Fan Milwaukee. After the Brewers put up 17 runs yesterday against the Phillies, what do you think their run total will be today in the game? We right now, I have the options up. It's between 0 and 2, 3 to 5, or more than 5 right now. Go take a vote on that. We're going to review that poll at the end of the show right now. I'm not even going to tell you what's leading. I want you to go out, make your own decision for this poll as well. Before we hit a break, let's do a quick little eye on the enemy, why don't we?
Nobody likes them.
Craig Counsell returning to American Family Field.
We all want to see them lose.
It's not my job to tell people how to feel about something or even to, like, figure it out. Like, let people feel how they want to feel, and I'm good with that, you know, and I think it doesn't have to be all positive.
It's time to eye up the enemy for today's game. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Today is a great day for this segment, Eye on the Enemy, because one player, just one, in both lineups between Philadelphia and Milwaukee has not faced the starting pitcher on the bump today. That player is Caleb Durbin. He's the only man that has not faced Ranger Suarez. Everyone else in the Brewers lineup has seen him. And on the other side, everyone in Philly's lineup has seen Jose Quintana. Let me give you a little sneak peek at what we're looking at here. Jackson Churio, 0-for-2 in his career versus Ranger Suarez. But here's a couple fun ones in a row now. We have William Contreras, who is 8-for-19 with 3 homers in his career against Suarez. Christian Yelich is 3-for-6 in his career against Suarez as well. Rhys Hoskins has a hit. Daz Cameron has a hit. Sal Frelick has a hit. All in the 4-through-6 spot today. Joey Ortiz, Bryce Turang, who are sitting at 8-and-9 in the lineup, are combined 0-for-5 in their career versus Suarez. On the other side, Philly, a lot of experience against Jose Quintana. Trey Turner, for instance, 6-for-27 in his career. Schwarber, 7-for-26. Nick Castellanos, 55 at-bats against Jose Quintana. He is 14-for-55. He has 2 career homers as well. Quintana being around Major League Baseball as long as he has, there's going to be a lot to worry about in this game because everyone in this lineup has faced him a minimum of five at-bats. Sorry, Bryson Stott 0-for-5. After that, everyone 8 at-bats or more against Quintana. Looking at ahead as well, Kyle Schwarber has a homer off of him. Alec Bohm has a homer off of him. JT Realmuto has hit a homer off Jose Quintana. There is definitely a lot of experience against Jose Quintana in his past pitching performances against this Philadelphia team as well. But something I just want to bring up, looking at this series, what we have right now, Daz Cameron, for instance, he's 3-for-6 in the series. Jackson Churio, 6-for-10 in the series. William Contreras, 6-for-9 in the series. You know, William Contreras is batting .250 over the last 6 games. He didn't have a hit before this Philadelphia series. In this 6-game winning streak, the first 4 games, Contreras didn't have a hit, and he's still batting .250 over the last 6 games because he has 6 hits over the 2 now against Philadelphia. Caleb Durbin is 3-for-8. That's .375. Sal Frelick is batting .360 in this series. Rhys Hoskins, he's 2-for-11 in this series, but they're 2 3-run jacks. It's absolutely worth it from the first baseman. And Christian Yelich, of course, 7-for-11. He's batting .636 in this series against Philadelphia right now. Brewers on an absolute tear in this series. That is your Eye on the Enemy report there on the Leadoff Show. So excited to talk to our next guest here. Drew Wagner joining the Leadoff Show. on the other side of this break. One more break before first pitch. It is the leadoff show live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
What's the latest on the crew? Let's go inside the clubhouse with Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports on the leadoff show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan. Inside the clubhouse is brought to you by Focus Baseball, because fundamental development starts with focus. Find them at focusbaseball.com.
Welcome back to the leadoff show, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Before we get over to Drew Wagner for our final Inside the Clubhouse segment today, we'll run down Milwaukee's lineup one more time for you guys here. Jackson Chourio leading it off in center field. William Contreras, the catcher, will bat second. Christian Yelich, the DH, bats third. Rhys Hoskins in the cleanup spot at first base. Daz Cameron in left field bats fifth. Sal Frelick in right field bats sixth. Caleb Durbin at third base in the seventh spot. Joey Ortiz batting eighth will be the shortstop. Bryce Turang rounding things out, batting ninth at second base for the crew. Joining the show now, as he does each and every day, follow his work at Forbes Sports. You can follow him on Twitter at by Andrew Wagner. It is Drew Wagner joining the leadoff show now. Drew, how are we doing on a Sunday, my man?
I called it yesterday.
Drew, I did text you that I texted you today, is 12:15 good? Genius. I did acknowledge that you were all over it. And I will say this. Can we rework now? Most impressive Brewer game was 2 days ago to most impressive Brewer game was yesterday?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that was, I don't think anybody saw that coming. That was, everything worked yesterday. Those guys, that was the team you were waiting to see. And yeah, you're not going to put up 17 every night, but the way that they were doing it, you know, they were just having good at-bats. They played a really good baseball all around yesterday in every facet of the game. Pitching, defense, offense, everything clicked yesterday.
Yeah, everything clicking for the entire Brewers offense, it feels like, in this six-game winning streak right now, Drew. Over that time, we have numbers like, you know, Christian Yelich, obviously on a whole different level over his last eight games. He's batting .472. But Sal Frelick is batting .480 in this six-game winning streak. Caleb Durbin has an .801 OPS in this six-game winning streak. And even Jackson Chourio getting hot at this time, too. .974 OPS over the last six games. What is there anyone in particular that's making you super excited that they're on the right track right now? Or is it more just, okay, collectively, the Brewers are finally all on the same page right now, Drew?
I think it's collectively all of them. I think seeing Christian Yelich getting hot again is probably the most encouraging aspect of it, because, listen, they need him. You know, they need him producing. He is a center of the order guy. He is arguably one of the best offensive players they have. Having him get going, that changes things. You know, when Christian Yelich is doing Christian Yelich things, that means they're driving in runs. That means that they're scoring runs. That means they're having that big inning and not just eking out a run here or there. That's a really encouraging sign. You know, Sal Frelick continuing to get it done. This is no longer just an anomaly. Sal Frelick is having a really, really good offensive season.
He is. He like I said, over his last six games, he has 12 hits. He has one double in that time, but he's batting .480. His OPS, 1,000 right now. Would absolutely all added bonus if he's playing at that level. Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports joining the leadoff show. Follow him on Twitter at by Andrew Wagner. Drew, the pitching side of things yesterday gets overlooked for how the offense went yesterday for 17 runs and 23 hits, both season highs on the year. But I thought it was very encouraging to see Chad Patrick. You know, he goes out there with the lead, so there's no pressure really on him. But we've seen so many times that he's had a very short leash. He's very rarely going through the lineup three times. But he goes six innings yesterday, picks up his third win of the year, and finally gets some run support, because this is a guy that he had a very terrible record because it felt like the offense always failed him. He gets rewarded for an awesome performance yesterday.
Yeah, and we kind of saw why the Brewers have been hesitant to send him and a lot of their young pitchers through a lineup three times. They started to get to him that third time through, and that's to be expected of a guy that, you know, is still pretty much just a two-pitch guy.
But it was good to get them some experience out there. I'm a little curious why they didn't just go right from Patrick to Alexander, knowing that they were going to make the move they made today, instead of burning a couple of guys there. But at the same time, you know, you can't let guys sit for too long without getting work. So, you know, it's kind of a catch 22. But yeah, Chad Patrick pitched a really good ball game yesterday. A good learning opportunity for him, a good chance to try some things out. Like I said, just a great game on all three facets.
Yeah, and not a lot of pressure on him yesterday, but Rob Zastrzyzny right now, how's that trade looking, Drew? Because it's another lefty in the pen, and obviously with the DFA of Alexander, they lose a lefty in the pen. But Zastrzyzny so far, I mean, he's played in his six games right now. He's got six innings of work, just four hits, nine strikeouts. We've seen him open a game before. I didn't think the Brewers were going to make this such a big move, but right now Zastrzyzny, also another guy who's been very hot on the pitching side, and it seems like now they got Alexander out of there, and they moved on from Piguero, and you know, Elvin Rodriguez all from the year. The bullpen really starting to hunker down, and you know who's going to be your guys for the rest of the season, no?
Yeah, they really liked Zastrzyzny last year when they brought him up, and unfortunately injuries kind of limited him to, I think it was just nine appearances and derailed this season. They like the guy. They like him a lot. He's got good stuff, and we're seeing it. He is a real stabilizing force in that bullpen core, and you know, once things start to get stabilized, that's when you start to see guys fall into their roles. You're not having to use guys out of roles, so to speak. And the results speak for themselves. Stability is a big thing.
Drew Wagner, Forbes Sports, joining the leadoff show. Drew, Jose Quintana obviously activated off the IL with the move of DFAing Tyler Alexander. That is why Jose Quintana is back. We've seen this a lot now where we have a pitcher coming back from injury and we ask you the expectations. Quintana's a guy that was going five innings no matter what every time out today. I don't know. I'm asking you, do you think that expectation changes a little bit today just coming back from the injury? They don't want to force anything too much. And do you think the Brewers feel like maybe with today they're kind of playing with house money after winning two games in Philly already?
I think they're definitely playing with house money. I mean, I'm not saying they're going in there not caring if they win or lose. I think you've come this far, you may as well try to go for the sweep and set a statement. But yeah, I wouldn't expect Jose Quintana to go out there and pitch a complete game shutout. Mm-hmm. You know, I think five innings is totally reasonable and realistic to expect out of a guy, especially against that offense. You know, you get five innings out of him, your bullpen's fully rested, you're in good shape. You're in really good shape.
Drew, they're wrapping up this series with Philadelphia. Tomorrow they start a series with Cincinnati over that time. What do you think that this series against Philadelphia best sends a message to the rest of the MLB or the NL Central? Or it really feels like this is a point in the season that we might go back and look to, because either it's going to propel them into another world of where they are and where people thought they were, or it's going to be something we look back and where is this? It feels like it's missing now if they can't do it. What is this series telling the rest of the NL Central about the Milwaukee Brewers?
I don't know if it's telling anyone anything. I don't think anyone really was counting the Brewers out. They know what this team is. They know what this team does. They know what this team is capable of doing. They look at the numbers and realize there's some pretty good guys out here that haven't been playing. It's only a matter of time until they get hot. So I think the message is more internal. Hey, this is what happens if we stick to our game plan. This is what happens if we trust our preparation. This is what happens if we trust ourselves. We're a good team. I think the message is internal. It's ability for the guys to look at each other and say, hey, we're good baseball players. We're turning it around. And I think that's the real message there.
Is that especially important with the youth on this team, Drew?
Absolutely. You know, I think confidence is everything. We've talked about this before. There's a lot of guys on this team that are young and have never gone through struggles before. You know, they were top draft picks. They were playing on really good minor league teams. They came up to the big leagues and absolutely dominate. You know, for a lot of these guys, this is their first extended slump in a long time. You don't know how to get out of it until you finally get into one. And I think they're finally seeing that.
Drew Wagner joining the leadoff show. Thank you so much for popping on a Sunday, Drew. Let's talk again tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day, my friend.
You too.
There he is, Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports. You can follow him on Twitter, @ByAndrewWagner. Always popping on the leadoff show, giving his insight, covering the crew for decades. Now, I want to age him a little bit in case, make a test on if he's listening or not. We've been trying to keep up with this. I don't know if I have really, but it's got alliteration. So Sunday standings, if we look across the MLB now, where things are, just a landscape in Major League Baseball, starting with the NL Central, the Chicago Cubs still at the top. They are 36-22. And while the Brewers have been hot over the last six games, the last 10 games, the Cubs are actually 8-2, while the Brewers are 7-3. The Cardinals in second place, 33-25. They are three games back of the Cubs. The Brewers 5.5 games back now at 31-28. Cincinnati is 29-30. That's who Milwaukee opens up with again tomorrow. And the Pittsburgh Pirates 14.5 games back, 22-37. Looking at the rest of the National League as well during this, the New York Mets now tied with the Philadelphia Phillies after they've won their last two, and Philly now has dropped three in a row. They are both 36-22 on the year. That is tied for the top record in the National League. The Nationals 28-30 are eight games back in the East already. The Braves 27-30, maybe one of the more disappointing teams so far this season, 8.5 games back. The Miami Marlins 23-33. On the NL West side, the Los Angeles Dodgers are the other team tied, 36-22, best record in the National League. Padres three games back at 32-24, and the Giants 32-26, four games back. Arizona 27-31, nine games back, and the worst baseball team ever, maybe 9-49. The Colorado Rockies 27 games back already in the NL West. If they get to 50 losses before 10 wins, you guys, we can't complain ever about the Brewers ever again, guys, because it could be worse. You could be a Colorado Rocky fan. Just for reference here, the second worst record is the Chicago White Sox, and they are 18-40 at least right now. This abysmal performance, a negative 183 run differential for Colorado right now. Just so rough. I'm sorry, Colorado fans. Top record in baseball is Detroit, if anyone's still wondering. 38-21. They are six games up in the AL Central. Leading the AL East, it is the New York Yankees. They're up 5.5 games on Tampa Bay. They are 35-22. Seattle Mariners and Houston Astros battling it out for the AL West right now. 31-26 for Seattle, 31-27 for Houston. Those are your Sunday standings. Maybe we should get a nice little bumper music for that, because I like going over the standings every Sunday. You get a week to digest. You reflect back on what's happening. The Brewers 7-3 over their last 10 games and on a six-game winning streak, looking to extend that today against Philadelphia.